It was very satisfying, especially against an opponent like that. You know, they're a tough team, both to play offensively and defensively. But, you know, to come out with a win like that again, you know, definitely speaks volumes about our team.
I know the party line is it's just another game, it's just another win. But does this one feel different at all against that type of team?
I mean, to grind it out like that, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you just said it. It's another team, another win. You know, we got to continue to pile them up and stay focused.
What have you been able to do so well the last couple of weeks to pile up yards, to have a ton of carries?
You know, just trusting the process. You know, every week we go in with a game plan, and the coaches expect it. You know, they expect the host to be in certain places. And, you know, I just have to trust it, and that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I've been able to, you know, get up in the 90s.
What did you see in their defense? They had two back early on, then they kind of went to one high. How did they kind of counter you guys?
They did a great job defensively, but you know, offensively, we just, you know, stay with the game plan. We made a lot of plays in the air. You know, our receivers beating one-on-one coverage and sometimes catching it in double coverage. And whenever we got a chance out the backfield, you know, if we had to make one guy miss or make an early cut, we just, you know, we pretty much had to grind it out.
Given the hype on this game, does it feel like more than just one win, a win?
I mean, I don't know, because I really don't pay attention to hype and all of that. So, to me, it just feels like another one.
But you knew who you were playing. You know what their record was coming in here.
Is
it just a win, or is there an extra degree of satisfaction?
I mean, it shows that you're able to beat, you know, top-caliber teams like that. And as long as we just keep trusting the game plan each week, that, you know, we should be able to win.
Had you read some issues aside, because it's seven explosive plays in the first two-plus quarters, including the first one with the 24-yard. What
happened
to set the tone? What did that mean on a day like today?
It just showed us that we can move the ball, whether it's running or passing. You know, they adapted well to, you know, stopping the run after those two runs, and then we were able to go to the air a little bit. But we just had to keep mixing it, matching, and, you know, just finding it where we can find it.
Second straight game where you guys go to the 4-minute offense, and you guys just say, put it on our shoulders. How good a feeling is that?
It's a great feeling. I know for the offensive line, it's, you know, even better for them because they get to show, you know, we're pass blocking, but, you know, we can also grind it out and run block at the end of the game to milk the clock.
You threw it on that third down. I mean, there's a little risk involved, but that was kind of like the mood in the huddle before that play. How big was it?
I have no idea because I wasn't in the huddle. That was a different formation. I was on the side watching.
Are the wins you have to grind out more satisfying because your numbers seem to be called more?
I wouldn't say because my numbers are called more, but it just, you know, shows other teams that we have to play that we don't have to pass the ball in 4-minute situations we can run it to.
Do you allow yourself to start looking at the standings? Are you guys tied for the best record in the NFC now?
I never really look at them, so not for me personally.
Is this offense starting to really click? I mean, to do it against a team with that kind of defense?
We're definitely playing well, but, you know, we just have to stay focused. Don't think too much about what we're doing. Just continue to trust in the game plan, coaches putting us in great positions and going out and executing.
What do you think just says, you know, a guy who was a rookie not too long ago, when a guy like Devontae drops that pass, do you say anything to him? Just what goes through your mind?
You don't say nothing to him. He's already probably have a lot of things going through his head. But, I mean, he made a lot of big plays aside of that. But as a team, it's our job to, you know, pick up for him, I guess, and just show him, like, you may have dropped this pass, but we have your back and we'll get it next time.
You watching there at the end when the defense gets a stop, forces a field goal?
What'd you say?
Were you watching at the end when your defense stopped them, forced the Patriots to kick a field goal?
Oh, yeah. Extremely happy. It's tough to stop Tom Brady. He's good. You know, he has great receivers. And, you know, anytime you get a stop and a big stop like that, I know our defense was very happy. Our offense was happy. We're just happy all around.
Still perfect here at Lambeau. How much of an advantage would you say this team feels playing at home?
We're real comfortable playing at home. It's our fans, there's no place like Lambeau. We know that it's tough for teams to come in and win, but, you know, we just have to continue to play.
How do you feel health-wise?
I'm cool.
You're good?
Yeah. And, Andy, what is the pulse in the locker room? I mean, obviously, it's a good win, but nobody's jumping up and down and celebrating, going nuts about this. It's like a quiet confidence. How do you describe it?
Y'all kind of missed that part. we're very happy as a team to be able to get this win, but, you know, we have to reset our focus, and we do a good job at that. You celebrate wins like this, but we have to refocus. We have another team coming in next week that we have to prepare for.